Good morning. So my name is Jeremy Gerhardt. The work was done with Jean-Baptiste Thomas, which is not here today. And I will talk about automatic color calibration for 3D displays. So first, I will remind very briefly how to display 3D stereoscopic content, describe our experimental setups, and the three different correction we have tried, and then show some results and discussion. So basically what you want to do when you want to display 3D stereoscopic content, you want that to send two different images on both eye, so each eye receive is send viewpoint. We can divide or distinguish between two different techniques to display such content, either without glasses or with glasses. I will focus on technique with glasses and especially system using narrow band filter, which use two different triplets of primary RGB. What else? Yeah. And in comparison to the system where you use, for example, shutter system, the image are displayed successively, left, right image, and synchronized with your glasses. And in that configuration, both eye receive the same color signal. And in the technique I use, is there a pointer somewhere? Do you have a? Okay, and then I will talk more about the last point, which is stereoscopic with glasses and narrow band filter. And in that configuration, you really get different color signal on both eye. Now I want to put that in the perspective of the work we're doing in my institute in Berlin. So the motivation for this work was to do the color correction for a dome display with 16 projectors. And we can also display, of course, 3D stereoscopic content on that screen, where just 8 projectors are necessary to cover the whole surface, and you need to double the number of projectors for the technology we use. So we use the Infitec filter, but for the work of this article, we just use one pair of projector, one for the left eye and one for the right eye. So, a bit more information about the experimental setup. One of the advantages of the Infitec filter is you have very narrow band filter and you can very cut primary into sub-primary set. So here you have the black curve represent the two projectors with the filter turned on, displaying both white. And I put also in here in red the red projectors. I call the red projector the projector which have a reddish tint, and in green it's the green projectors, the projector having a greenish tint because of the filters. So here we have two examples of so every time in black the white of the two projector combine, and here how we can look how different are the red primary of both projectors, and here for the green, for example. Sorry. So the problem with this technique is you get, as I say, two different color signals on both eyes. So it can be either disturbing or not disturbing. So to make it less disturbing to you, to the viewer, we would like to control the color difference between these two color signals. The approach we have choose is to simply use color correction with a matrix. So we will simply modify the RGB value on both projectors such that they will project color value which are closer to each other. Here we have another illustration of the same measurement I just showed you before. You have in red the visualization of the gamut for the red, the projector with a reddish tint, and in green the one with a greenish tint, and in black is the two projector combined. And we have experimented three different techniques to get the parameter of the correction matrix. first one called expect correction, then objective and optimize correction. The first expert correction doesn't require for us to make any measurement of the color of the which are displayed by the projectors. Simply we ask an expert, color expert, to tweak by hand the value of the matrix and to see and he decide when the two projectors are close to each other enough. And in this configuration we can tweak the value of the matrix or the value of between 0 and 1. And so it's tweaking the values and looking directly the result. So here we have an example for this setup. You have in dashed line the how I modified the gamut of both projectors after finding the parameters. As we can see, the both projectors are modified, but they're not completely, they're still different and not as close as the in black here. Sorry again. The triangle in the middle represents the common color gamut between the two projectors. Then we try another approach. We call it objective correction, which require to make measurement, to make the measurement of the primary of each if projectors. And for that, we also use a projector model, a simple one, where the matrix P represents the primary of the projectors and see the color, the digital RGB value sent to the projectors, and you can get an estimation of the color value projected. So simply in that objective correction, what we want is to map everything toward the common color gamut of the two projectors. So here still the same, the red and the green, and in the middle the common color gamut. And applying this transformation, we can map everything toward the common. And sorry again, it's my first. So this work theoretically quite well, but it's reduced drastically the color gamut, and you can. It's not very nice visually when you apply this correction. So the other idea was to work with optimization and to not map all the color toward the common gamut, but to map toward the common gamut, but not exactly the common gamut. So to try to simulate what the expert was doing. So we rewrite the common gamut as the gamut of the projector plus the difference between the ideal common gamut. And by optimization, we worked on modifying this delta Px. And the function we used was perform the operation in XYZ space, but we were using delta LIB as a criterion and for getting this correction matrix. And of course, with the optimization approach, you can set up different delta LIB, which decide when the optimization stops. Here we have some example using the optimization approach, where we set different tolerance criterion. So here, for example, we set up a limit of delta LIB of 5, and here delta LIB of 2. Also, we try with delta LAB equals 0, and we got the same result as the objective correction. For each projectors, we were comparing the difference between the color display in this gamut toward the common gamut. So as we can see, it's the dashed are the modified projector gamut after applying the correction, and yeah, it makes sense, the result is going toward the common gamut. Then we have also look at the loss of color dynamic between comparing the different correction we tried. As we can see, and we evaluate the loss of the color dynamic by comparing the brightness when we display white color on the two projectors, comparing to the unmodified projector. And so for the expert mode, we observe that we lose about 20 to 10% of the color brightness dynamic, I would say more than the color dynamic. And of course, with the objective function, we lose much more. Also, what we didn't show in a chromaticity diagram is also we lose a lot. I mean, the two projectors, the red and the green, do not have the same shape if you look them into the intensity direction. The red projector being very flat and the green very high. So that's what kind of results we obtain. Of course there is a compromise to have between the automatic correction and then non-accurate color correction, but visually still pleasant. And there is we choose CIE colorimetry for practical reason, because it was a simple way to put into optimization as a parameter, as a tool. But using this approach, we were not taking care of the adaptation of the viewer, especially in the configuration of the dome we have, because there is no parasite light coming into the room. So even so, you display something white, but you have actually something greenish or reddish. After some minutes, you adapt and you agree that it's white enough. Even so, if you measure it, you can see that it's not white at all. And this is not taken into account as a parameter in the optimization approach. And that would be something we would like to add in the automatic correction, and of course ask more people to evaluate a different algorithm to see if they appreciate the different color correction we have tried. And I think I talked too fast again. That's the end.
Time for questions. Does anyone have any questions?
Difference in terms of signal between which arrive on both eyes, or I
Why you say when you get binocular fusion, but if there's a disparity between the two fields, then you start to experience discomfort with blue sky and snow. I think I'm just wondering what sort of delta-E are we talking about here?
They were quite big. I mean, between 10 and 20. I'm not very confident. I have trouble to use this delta LAB. I often, when I see something and I look at the measurement, I've always often found that the delta LAB is so big comparing of what I perceive or what I appreciate being different between two signals. So what we measure was very high, but I can show you some numbers later if you want. But
I wonder if delta E is
No.
Whether it shouldn't be a luminance difference because when you have a disparity of focus, or a disparity of
As we see as a conclusion, we use the delta LIBA for because it was like a straight the first formula to be implemented in our optimization. But we, after looking at the results in our experiment, we could see that it was not the more suitable difference to use in that approach. So we use some others for sure.
So I'm not sure if I understood correctly. Yep. It appears that you were saying that one of the issues was the fact that with the different synthesis, you would get a different visual appearance even when the colorimetry was measured the same and if you made them. Is that correct? Or?
What I was just saying that with using the Infitec filter, you get two different color signal on the left and the right eyes, and we want to decrease the difference in terms of color signal arriving on both eyes. That's what I say. I try to say.
So I'm just wondering how much of the difference comes from the fact that since you're using different wavelengths to synthesize the colors of the two projectors, that you wouldn't. What would predict it to be an exact match wouldn't actually match.
Yeah, it's matching, but it's the problem is when we match everything toward the common gamut in the configuration we have, we lose so much of the color dynamics that it's maybe true. The measurements say that it's equivalent. We got the same colors, but you lose so much color that it's not nice visually to see, and that's.
So the bigger issue was the gamma limitation?
Yeah, sure. That's why we tried the optimization after and to not map towards something too small, but something in between. Yeah. Thank you.